Hi, my name is Nikki and I'm calling from Local Flash. Am I speaking with Anoka?
Yes, who's this?
This is Nikki. I'm calling from Local Flash.
For regards of?
This is with regards to the client interview.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So how are you doing today, Anoka? Did I have your name right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. So the client interview that we're doing today, Anoka, will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So first of all, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Flash. The purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking, okay? So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification, and we will be discussing the next steps. All right. And I can see here that you haven't signed up yet the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I forgot which one was it.
Yeah, it was on the email. It's called Local Flash Initial Invoice. Do you want me to resend it for you?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay.
Oh, so you're pretty much like you design like websites and logos and how it looks and presentable?
I am going to ask you the details about that so we can set it up for you.
Okay.
So you don't have a website yet, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get you a domain. Okay. Yes, I actually resend it also. That's Local Flash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
All right. So you'll just have to tap on click here. And on the bottom part of the email, you'll see two boxes that says I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, and I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. You just have to check on the two boxes and type on your name on the box that says click here, and then confirm signature. Did you see the boxes?
Yeah, you want me to sign both of them?
Yeah, you just have to check the two boxes, and then on the orange box that says click here and type your name as above, just type on your name, and then you have to confirm signature.
Okay.
And also, okay.
Username and password?
Oh, that would be for your, so you're done signing it. That is actually asking for your Local Flash dashboard credentials, which you will be receiving in a few days. So you will be able to log in to your dashboard, okay? All right, so thank you so much for signing. And I can also see here that you haven't set up yet the security question. So,
fine.
So we have three choices for you. This question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the available choices that we have right here in Anoka is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet name.
My mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Rita.
Rita. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and verify all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, Anoka, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your business name is called You Call, We Haul.
Yes.
Right. And the address I have on here is 1227 East 11th Avenue, Apartment 3, Anchorage, Alaska, 99501.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Okay. And I can also see here that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Just licensed. I got to cut ties. I'm with Angie's Leads, but I haven't done any jobs with them. So I have to cut ties with Angie's Leads, list, and then work with partners with Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you are licensed but not insured, correct?
Yes.
All right. Can you please send us a copy of your business documentation? We need your documentation in order to verify or optimize your Google business profile. Also, will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date, please?
That's because I got it. They sent me the link from how it is in Alaska. And hold on. I only got like a, it's called Alaska Department of Commerce Community Economic Development.
Does it have any license number on it?
Oh, it's like a certificate.
Okay. It's like a certificate that doesn't necessarily have any number, any license number, right?
Yeah, it's like, but okay. It says owned, it just says my address and the brand. It says this is certified that You Call, We Haul has my address. And other, and it says 81, it's licensed by the department to conduct business for the period.
Okay, so got it here.
And it expires next year of December 31st.
Okay, that's December 31st next year, 2025. All right, thank you so much for this. And also, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, even it's a home, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
I'm so sorry. The Alaska business license, it shows on a number on a certificate on the right hand side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says 2204947.
All right. That's 2204947.
Yes, ma'am. This is Alaska business license, so.
Okay. Got it here. And thank you so much for that, Anoka. So I'll go ahead here and check also, like what I asked earlier, would you be willing to share your address online?
No, ma'am. Certain areas that I'm around is really bad, so I don't want, you know, be public. That'll be,
No worries for that, Anoka. Let me just go ahead and note that one here. And also, I just wanted to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, ma'am. And when I call you guys, like later in the future, when I get my PO, so you guys can mail it in through there so I can grab it.
Oh, you wanted to change your mailing address? Is that what you meant?
Yes, ma'am. So later in the future, once I get PO, but right now I accept the mails into my current address. But in the future, is it possible for me to call you guys to change it?
You can always go ahead and call us if there are any changes that you wanted to do, okay? Like, for example, updating your email address or updating your mailing address. You can always give us a call.
Okay.
And the phone number your clients will call you is going to be 907-312-8163, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, unless you opt in for our call tracking feature. So our call tracking feature in Noka, this is something that comes included in a package, is called the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines, so it allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number in Noka, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you might have missed. These will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. But all the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 8163. So would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Oh, it'll cost extra just to develop another phone line?
Yeah, we're going to create another number with a local area code because this can help you a lot with the marketing campaign.
How much would that be? And if
there will be no additional cost for this.
Oh, so it's part of the package?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if that's not that, if that's too much work for you, and it's. I just take it through my phone, so.
Yeah, it's okay. We really highly suggest for you to get the call tracking number because it can help you a lot with your marketing campaign. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we are going to create one for you. And we are going to place it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. And we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And also, I just wanted to make sure that this is your email address. That's inoka.sautia@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a business website already?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries for that. We can go ahead and create a website for you, okay? So let me go ahead and pull up some URL options for you to choose from. We have you call the hall. Let me see. How about this? It's the only available domain that we have right now is vhalluCall. Let me go ahead and check any other option. Okay. Okay, so will this work for you, Anoka? vhalluCall.net, but the spelling is how is your business name is spelled?
Yes, vhalluCall.net.
Yeah, that's the only available that we have is vhalluCall.net. Do you want me to go ahead and check? The only available domain that we have is vhalluCall. But do you want to have it vhall, right?
vhall. It's just, what's the better option for me?
Yeah, the only option that we have right now is the vhalluCall. Let me just go ahead and check another available domain for you.
Oh, you just try. Oh, so what are you saying is like swap the words?
Yeah, it was actually the only available domain for now. So I'll try to check any other. The next is, yes, it's the only available domain for now. It's actually WeHaulYouCall.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and purchase it for you.
So all this is all free package, was it? Because I made that payment from yesterday?
Yes. You're not going to pay anything for the website. We're going to create a website for you with no additional cost. Okay, so what we have right here in Oka, it's WeHaulYouCall.net. And the spelling would be WeHaulYouCall.net. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're now going to create a stunning website for you. But just in case that you would cancel your services with us in Oka, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99, okay?
Oh, so it's just to change the name, it will be charged again?
I know. You will not be charged anything with the domain name that we are having right now under Local Splash. So this is your domain name, right? And just in case that you will be canceling your services with us, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99. The U-Haul.
Oh, when I...
Yes. Mm-hmm. The WeHaul,
well,
U-Haul.net.
Okay. So when I ever decide to come back, it'll be still the same name?
If ever you decided to come back, if the domain name will be available, but let me see. But it will be available to purchase for $99 if you want, just in case that you would cancel your services with us, but I hope that it wouldn't happen. And now, because we already purchased it under Local Splash, this will be your domain name. So this is going to be yours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's no additional cost for us to make you a website, okay?
All right.
Well, you are with us. Okay. Is it cleared?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Is it clear? Do you have any clarifications?
Verifications?
I mean clarifications. Is it clear what I'm talking about? The domain name?
Yeah,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. WeHaulYouCall?
Yes.
Yes,
okay. WeHaulYouCall.net. All right, so we are going to create a new stunning website for you. And also, Inoka, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Can we apply?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. If you have any questions, just interrupt me. And to make this possible in Oka, we need a couple of things from you. First, you'll need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, okay? That you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, it's going to be very simple. I send you the steps on how to do it. Now we can complete this without your help, so please reply to the email as soon as you have the information, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this is like collect all the payments?
Yeah, if you want to have the payment collected directly for your website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you need to have a business PayPal account. Make sure that it's not a personal account. It should be the business PayPal, okay?
So in the future when it comes to tax season, business payment separate with your personal. Right.
Yes, you need to have the business PayPal account and not the personal account when you are going to set up the payment integration in your website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And also, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, Inoka, there is a one-time cost of $19. This is for our voice artist. You will be able to make any changes or update to it as needed. And the message will go like this. Hi, thank you for calling UCallWe Hall. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording where you can choose between a female voice artist or a male voice artist. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like for us to record your end message, then that would be also fine. Is this something that you'd be interested?
I like to keep that in mind in the future. For right now, I can literally talk to the customers when they ever reach out to me. They need my
No worries for that. Mm-hmm.
So what was that called again, ma'am? Because just in case in the future.
It's a custom greeting. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the voice artist that you can choose between a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record your message.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. If ever you do change your mind, you can always notify us or give us a call, okay?
I will.
All right.
Is this the cell that gets to call people or call Google or...
This is when your clients are going to call you. This is the message that they will hear with a custom voice recording.
Okay.
So,
no. Mm-hmm. Is this for like when I get to call Google if I need any adjustments for the website or the phones for the readers, for the customers?
Oh, what do you mean? Like this message?
You know, this cell phone is, your cell is...
The phone number that I'm calling right now, the 877-635-6225?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, you can always give us a call back in this phone number, or you can always reach us with this phone number if you have any questions or clarifications when setting up your account. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you will be receiving an email with this number, so you will have it in file.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we can go over with keywords right here in Oka. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see that you are, the services you provide are junk removal and hauling, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And I actually did some research before I tried to call you, and I found some keywords that I think are most relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add, okay? So I have here in Oka keywords like waste material removal, junk removal, junk hauling, hauling service, waste material hauling, rubbish removal, debris removal, debris hauling, post-construction hauling, or we also have here waste recycling, waste disposal service, appliance disposal, and also dumpster rental. Oh, do you do dumpster rental?
No, ma'am. No, that'll be later on.
Okay. So do you also do furniture disposal?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how about mattress disposal?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So these are the keywords that we have. Do you want to add any other keywords?
Is it the service of the, or is it the item?
Mm-hmm. So this is what your potential customers are going to be typing online. For example, they are going to look on Google, like they wanted to check for waste material removal. So they type in waste material removal and your business should pop up.
Okay.
Your business.
Is it on the item, the word, garbage removal?
Okay, so we can go ahead and add garbage removal. Mm-hmm.
And what are those other options you mentioned? Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no worries. These keywords are the keywords that I did that I research for that I think would be relevant to your type of business. And I also think that this is something that could help on your Google business profile. So if you wanted to add these keywords, then that would be fine. And if you wanted to take any keywords from what I'm mentioning, then you can also take it out, okay? So what I have here in Oka is waste material removal, junk removal, junk hauling, hauling service, waste material hauling, rubbish removal, debris removal, debris hauling, post-construction hauling, waste recycling, waste disposal service, appliance disposal, mattress disposal, furniture disposal, and garbage removal.
Yes, so what kind of items did I got just now?
Yeah, these are the keywords that your customers are going to be typing online.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what do I have? What do I get right now? I only have two right now.
Oh, right now these are the keywords that we can add to your account. If you wanted to add more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to add more, so it'll be more easier for the customers.
Okay, and that what would that be?
There we got furniture removal.
Mm-hmm. Furniture removal. Oh yeah, we have furniture disposal. And do you want to add furniture removal? We can add it. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also appliances.
What would be the service? Appliances removal?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did I say dairy put in garbage removal or?
We already have garbage removal here.
Okay. What was the other the ones you said before the top four?
Yeah, no worries. I can go ahead and read it for you again. Okay. So
okay.
We have here waste material removal, junk hauling.
Junk hauling.
Mhm.
Yep, junk hauling and then hauling service.
Yes, we already have it here.
Okay, sorry.
Mhm. Yeah, and also waste material hauling, rubbish removal, debris removal, debris hauling, post construction hauling, waste recycling, waste disposal service, appliance disposal, mattress disposal, furniture disposal, garbage removal, furniture removal, and appliances removal. So you do all of this, right?
Yeah, except for waste and recycling.
Oh, okay. So we'll take out the waste disposal service and also the waste recycling. Okay. So do you want to add more?
Yeah, I take all those except for waste and construction. Or waste and the other one. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. So, what is it? Do you want to add?
Is it possible if I can do, realtors and, foreclosure homes? Can I put those on there too or no?
Oh, foreclosure homes. What would be the service for the foreclosure homes? Like, removal? Junk removal?
What's a good option?
Whatever you think.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'll keep saying.
Yeah, whatever you think, wherever you think is the service that you will provide, like, for example, for the foreclosure homes, what would be the services that you are going to provide for them? Is it the disposal or?
Yeah, disposal. Mm-hmm. Anything that they left behind, I'll take care of it.
Okay, so it's going to be foreclosure homes disposal.
Evictions, disposal.
Oh, I'm sorry, that would be?
Like apartments, condos, triplex, four.
Evictions removal or?
Yeah, evictions removal, yes ma'am.
Okay, evictions removal. Mm-hmm.
Hotels.
Hotels? Is it the same thing, removal? Or
yes.
What would be hotels removal? Oh, hotels disposal.
Hotel disposal, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also motels disposal?
Motel disposal. Okay. All right. So you will be receiving, do you want to add more or are you okay with this?
Is that a lot or too much?
Let me count it here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I think this should be enough.
Okay.
but, of course, I wanted to ask you because this is going to be your business profile account. Do you want to add anything or... Do you want to take out?
Mm-hmm. No, the only thing I don't do is like Alaska. I don't do waste or recycling because, you know, I don't want to be. Yeah.
Okay. We have waste material hauling. Do you want me to take this out or do you use
yes,
the service? Okay. So anything that works with waste is not going to
be. Does it involve liquid and all that?
Let me see. How about the waste material removal? Are we going to add this year keywords or not?
Yeah, I do removal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what we have right here in NOCA. Anyways, I will be sending you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords, please go ahead and email us back so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay? So you can check if this would be the keywords that you would really want or if there are some keywords that you think you wanted to take out, then please do so and email us back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you, Inoka, would be, is there anything unique about your business?
What do you mean by that, ma'am?
What is your business uniqueness like? Let me see. Is this locally owned and operated or?
Owner operated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's locally owned and operated or like things like what makes you?
Stand out.
Stand out, yes. What makes you stand out or what sets you apart from your competitors?
That's a good question, though. you got any options? I don't know. That's a hard question.
What do you think, not just only about your business, but also about yourself, you as a business owner? What makes you unique about, yeah, or what sets you apart from your competitors? Or
I work
what
with their budget.
Like about your business, yes?
Yeah, I negotiate what they're willing to spend and how big is the job, and then I work with them with their budget. It's not always not gonna be on the price sheet, you know. So if they can afford it, and if they accept the estimate of the price and it's too much, I can negotiate with them if it's willing to.
Nice. So it's like you do have a customizable kind of, payments for your clients.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because, COVID, is pretty much rough for everyone, and some people can't afford anything. So, I'm easygoing working with the price where they're comfortable at. Depends how big is the job.
Wow, that is so kind of you. Wow. So I think also what makes you unique is you offer very competitive prices, knowing that you negotiate with them and work on their budget. So I think the statement alone that you negotiate with them and work on them on their budget is very striking.
Yes. Because before I worked with anybody throughout the apps, I used to do it by myself. I go on different websites, Craigslist, Facebook, majority of Facebook and OfferUp, and you know, whatever price I shoot them is probably too much, and then I just go by a little bit on where they're at, and then we meet in the middle.
Nice. It's like your service isn't really like for you to earn, but to help people. It's so nice of you. Okay. So let me note one here. And also, do you have a mission statement?
What's that, ma'am?
Like mission statements. But actually, I prepared some for you before I called you. So I'll read the mission statements that I have here and tell me if this is something that you would want to use, okay? So we have here, Inoka, at Ucall WeHall, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. At Ucall WeHall, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. At Ucall... Okay.
Second one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Second one. All right. So at Ucall WeHall, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And also, do you happen to have a tagline or a slogan?
I don't know what that is, ma'am.
Oh, like taglines or slogans?
What is that?
Okay. Like, for example, like what Nike have, what's the Nike's tagline then? Like, I forgot, like, just do it. The tagline says, just do it. So, for your business, what is the tagline that you would want? Or let me go ahead and pull up what I prepared for you. So, I'll read also for you the samples that I have here and tell me if you like any from what I have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have here, we haul, you relax. You also have your load, our mission. We have moving mountains, one load at a time. And we have reliable hauling for every need. We also have efficient hauling, exceptional service. And we have, we carry the weight for you. And the last would be fast, friendly, and fully loaded.
Sorry, Brian, can you say the third one again?
The third one is moving mountains, one load at a time.
Oh, the second one? Sorry.
The second one is your load, our mission.
Yes, ma'am. I like that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you want me to go over again? I can go over again for you.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, please. So we have here, we haul, you relax, and your load, our mission. We have moving mountains, one load at a time. We also have reliable hauling for every need. We have efficient hauling, exceptional service. We also have we carry the weight for you. And the last one is fast, friendly, and fully loaded.
Can you say the fourth one?
The fourth one is reliable hauling for every need.
That one, please.
Okay. All right. And also, how many years have you been in business?
Oh, I think I was always on and off because I never work with any companies or I'm always on and off. I currently work a 9-to-5 job, so this is like side money.
Okay. So what would you like me to put you here? Did this start like this year or last? Oh, you've mentioned about pandemic, right? So it should be around, did this business started since 2020 or 2019 or what year?
Well, is it like before I got my license or is it?
Yeah, like, because, you know, your business could start, yeah, before you got your license.
Oh, I started around, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. So, this business is up in 2022, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
Oh, well, it's not rocket science, removing people's stuff. Well, since I've been doing labor, probably like 8.
Oh, okay. So you've got 8 years of experience. You've been doing this for 8 years and it's on and off, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's so good that you've actually trying to really start your business right here. I'm very excited
for
your business.
Yeah, sorry. This is, because it's trying to make me realize working 9 to 5 when I could just make all that in one day.
Wow. Now that's amazing. So, oh, it's so exciting to have your account here up and running then. So excited
yes,
for this. Okay. We'll make sure to set everything right here nicely done for you. So, yeah. Do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
I do both.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got in touch with commercials,
mm-hmm.
only residentials,
oh, okay.
residents.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just market you that you do both.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many people work with your company?
Just me, but I have other people. But is it important to bring people on board? Or yeah, because I have a couple of friends. And this is a big job.
Mm-hmm. But for now, can just put it here that you have you as a full-time employee of your company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you can always bring people to help you, right? It depends
yes,
on how big the job could be.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what are your hours of operation? Is this correct? We have here in data that 7 to 3:30, that's Monday to Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, Monday to Sunday, 7 to 3.
Okay. 7 to 3 or 7 to 3:30?
7 to 3, 3 p.m. But
okay.
Friday and Saturday, can you make it from 7 through... 6?
Yeah. So, 7 to 6. Okay. So, this is how it's going to be. On Mondays to Thursdays and Sundays, it is 7 to 3. But on Fridays and Saturdays, it is 7 to 6. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All right. And also, what types of payment do you accept?
Cash and the one on the online site. Is that possible?
Do you mean...
Like when the website is... Like when they
pay
online? Oh, yeah.
You mean the PayPal? Yes.
Oh, PayPal?
Yeah. The one that's going to be online... You're going to set up your account through PayPal, and they would be able to pay through the payment methods that you'd like. Like, for example, they can pay through Venmo or credit or debit.
Oh man, I got one question. What is that called when they pay with their phone? Like they put the, for example, I did your job, and then, say again, man?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Do you mean like they pay for their phone? Do you mean the electronic payments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you do accept electronic payments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can note it here. And how about Venmo or Zelle? Do you do that?
I have them, but I haven't set them up yet.
Okay. But for now, do you want me to go ahead and just market it, put here in your account that you accept cash and electronic payments? And do
yes,
you
ma'am.
Do a check? Do you accept checks?
Yes, ma'am.
How about credit card and debit card?
Yes. Will that be charged, or all this is part of a package?
No, there will be no additional charges for all of this. I'm just going to set up here your payment methods so that your clients would know your payment methods.
Okay.
Okay. Got it here. So they can pay you through cash, through electronic payments, check, credit card, and debit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And also PayPal, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you do Apple Pay?
Yes, ma'am. I have Apple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have Apple Pay here. All right. And also, okay, I'm noting it here, the payment, types of payment that you accept. And now that we've gathered your business information right here in OCA, we have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost, okay? And the second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which option do you prefer?
Which option is best, ma'am?
Option one. I would highly suggest for the first option.
Okay, I get that one then.
Okay, so we'll work on it. Good job. And let's talk about your Google business profile now. So I see that your business is located in Anchorage, Alaska, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And what cities or zip codes would you like to target? And for this one, Anoka, I would really highly suggest that we could focus on 5 cities or 5 zip codes because this can help you a lot with your Google business profile optimization and it will give you better ranking. So can we work on that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what are the 5 cities or zip code that you would like to target?
All in Anchorage.
All in Anchorage. Can you provide me a specific
city? I don't know. I don't, there's no city. It's just Anchorage. Like city like Huffman, and is that one of them?
Let me see. For the Anchorage. Okay, so the Anchorage is a city in Alaska, right? But
yes, ma'am.
It is a very large city. Is what you mean? Let me just go ahead and try to check for you. How about this? Mm-hmm. Can you provide me, like, a zip code that must be under 2 hours driving distance from your business place? So that you will not have any problems with your Google business profile?
Sorry, what was that again, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Will you be able to provide me 5 zip codes that you would want to focus? Yes.
To be honest, I don't know any zip codes. I just know my own zip code.
Okay. But of course, we're going to work on your place, the Anchorage, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we have the Anchorage city, and what are the other cities you want to target or zip codes? If you can provide.
Wasilla and Palmer.
Wasilla?
It'll charge for an additional fee for going out there because it's pretty much
pretty far. It's like at least 20 to 30 miles.
Oh, is this under 2 hours driving distance?
Yes, ma'am. Driving distance from, going farther distance out of Anchorage, it will be like an additional fee.
Oh, no, there will be no additional fee for what we're setting up for your account right now.
Oh, no, no, no. This is for the client.
For the client. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Like, Yeah, because Anchorage is just like, it's not big, but it's all spread out. But going out, like in Rabbit Creek, Wasilla, and Palmer, those are like 30 miles out, and cool. Winter too. When winter comes, it's very bad. So I want to be prepared that if I get a job from Palmer in the valley, they call it in the valley, mm-hmm. we charge an additional fee,
Oh, okay. So you wanted us to note it here that for the specific cities, there will be additional fees, right? Is that what you meant? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'll just note it here so that my team can work on it. Let me see. So for the cities like Wasilla and Palmer, you will have additional charges.
Yes. And further out too. You talk about the cities that you want. I think I found it. There's a lot, like you said.
Okay. But can we work on the 5 cities only? Because this will help you, it will give you a better ranking on your Google business profile.
Okay, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'm ready.
99501. That's mine. But.
Mm-hmm.
99502,
99503.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am? Yes, I've got it here.
Okay, 99 from 9950 all the way down. They're all going up each number. So 99530.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all in numbers. The only thing that's changing is the last two numbers.
Okay. So we have the last city. We have 99501, 99502, 99503, and 99530. What would be the last zip code?
99. Oh, you have the name 5?
Yes, for you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile.
Okay, 99599?
Okay, that's 99599. So these are the 5 zip codes that you would like to target, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I'm going to give you a better one because I'm giving out every in my area. Okay, let's see. Okay, now, you ready?
Yes.
Can you delete all the ones? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not a problem. Yeah. So you will provide me a different one. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 99540.
Mm-hmm.
99577.
Mm-hmm.
99564.
Okay.
99567.
Okay.
99599.
So what I've had here is 99540, 99577, 99564, and 99567, and the last one is 99599.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what zip code does the place belong where the clients have to add additional charges?
Wasilla. Oh, they call it the Valley, Wasilla, Palmer. Girdwood.
Wasilla, Palmer, and Girdwood?
Yes, ma'am. And Chudia.
I'm sorry, that's Chudiar?
Oh, Chudiak, I spelled it.
Can you please spell it for me, please?
Yeah, C-H-U-G-I-A, and then K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, living in Alaska, they got some weird names here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this, okay, so we have Vashala, Palmer, Gitwood, Chudiak. Your clients will have additional charges for these places, okay?
And for military too, is that possible if we can add that?
Yes. Do you give military discounts?
Military, yes. Military discounts, yes.
Okay.
I just need to get a base pass to enter.
Mm-hmm. I think you can add this to your what makes your business unique. So you give military discounts.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you know if you have a Google business profile?
No, ma'am. I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I only have Facebook. It's called Rubble Removal at the time. I started that, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'm trying to pull it up here if there is a Google business profile associated to your business, but I see nothing. So no worries for this one, Inoka. We can go ahead and create a Google business profile for you and optimize it, okay? So Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google search and maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. So video verification in Inoka has the highest likelihood to occur as you are the business owner. It is important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. So we will provide you instructions and the requirements via email. If the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Yes, sir. Wait, I have to video myself?
Yeah, you have to do the video verification yourself. If ever the Google will tell you that you will verify your Google business profile with video verification, because we have three options. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can see what I look like or see how...
No, you're just going to show a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management, and my team is going to set up that for you. Because this is, this is not actually from the local splash verification. This is for your Google business profile. So this is what we are going to send to Google.
Okay. Yeah, because I know we... The only equipment I use through, if I need use a big, heavy truck, I go grab it from U-Hauls. I don't use U-Haul stuff.
Oh, okay. This is if the Google is going to ask you for the video verification, and there are also other verifications, but it is the video verification that is the most likely to occur. Okay?
Okay.
Anyways, we will be sending you an email so that you would know the process, okay? And if you have any clarifications, we're always here for you to answer you and help you out.
Okay. But that's